Man, I just want to make sure. Are you recording? Because
So Nicholas, tell everybody a little bit about your childhood and where you're from.
Yeah, man, I'm a big firm believer in your mess is your message. And a lot of us grow up with a bunch of crap in our past. And we truly believe deep down inside that if people knew who we really were, they would reject us. They wouldn't follow us. And why would they buy from us? Mm-hmm. And I'm a firm believer in the opposite. And so for me, I was a kid that grew up in San Diego, California. I'm still out here in San Diego, even though it doesn't really look like it today because it is raining like crazy, which is a good thing. And I grew up, man, just as a normal kid in a normal home in a normal town in San Diego. Nothing special, but my dad was a business owner and so was my uncle. And they really showed me at a young age that if you provide value, you can make money, that money will always follow value. And they said value was solving more problems for more people. So they said, even if the economy crashes, they'll just get a weed whacker and a lawnmower and they'd go be able to go out there and create money on demand. So at a young age, I knew that money could be created out of nothing for the exchange of value, and the value was the real currency. But also with that came some big struggles. Like I said, when I was four, my parents split up. Mm-hmm. And at 7 years old, I remember writing my first suicide letter that I remember my parents finding, which was super awkward because how do you tell a 7 year old like about life? Right. And so, you know, growing up, I had a lot of emotional things happen because of the fact that my parents split up and my stepmom moved in, all these things that so many other people go through as well. And at the time, my lifeline was becoming a professional motocross racer. That's what I wanted to be. A lot of kids strive to be a professional athlete because that's what we look up to. Mm-hmm. And That's what I did. I remember thinking, man, if I could get the approval of my dad, life would be so good. So I remember telling him one day, Dad, I want to be the best motocross racer in the world. And long story short, he looked at me and said, Nicholas, you'll never be the best. And that just crushed me. It was my only dream in life. And so I left there. I pretty much quit on school. I got a 1.8 GPA and only graduated high school because I went to summer school every single year. I gained 60 pounds throughout that time. I went from the fit motocross guy to just a chubby, overweight guy, and didn't talk to my dad for years. So I really left high school without knowing anything that I wanted to do whatsoever. But it wasn't until someone actually showed me a plan. I was always a motivated kid, much like everyone listening to a podcast is going to be motivated.
Right.
Yet I didn't have a plan that was going to get me to the goal that I wanted. And this kid once showed me a meal plan. He was a boxer. And he said, man, I'm on this plan so I could perform at the optimal level. And also, so that I could weigh in at the correct weight. And I thought, wow, that's what I was missing. So I followed that plan, lost 53 pounds in 6 months, and then went out there and was able to reconnect with my father, go out there and find the woman of my dreams because I finally had confidence to be myself, but I still was broke. And I realized that every businessman has three core places of their life. They have their actual provision, their wealth category. They have their relationship categories with their family, their wife, their kids, their friends. And then they also have their health category, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. And it felt like I couldn't balance all those things. And so after years of working with over 600 men, we've been able to help other men transform their life just as I have, being able to grow a really profitable business while not sacrificing their personal life, which I talk about in the book, The Modern Day Businessman, The Success Without Sacrifice.
Now, going back to what you were talking about with childhood, do you feel like, let's say your father did the opposite and was like, Nicholas, you can go for motocross. You can be the best motocross racer ever. You think that giving the fact that he gave you that negative reply, that put your life on a path that eventually led to the billion-dollar body, as opposed to you getting this positive affirmation, which a lot of us would love to get as kids but don't necessarily do, would have had you go towards motocross and would have not been able to affect as many men and lives as you could affect now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It is tough to say that because we don't know what the other side looked like, but the answer on all ends, especially on my end, is that that moment was the moment that made my life.
Yes.
For a long time, over a decade, more than a decade even, I looked at that moment as the moment that ruined my life and should have been done differently. Yet, that's actually the moment that made my life. And Tony Robbins once said something. He said, if you're going to give people hate for the things that they have done, you also have to give them credit for what it made you become. So if my dad told me that and helped me create BDB and who I am today, I also have to give him credit for that as much as I say, man, I wish that would have been done differently. So for me, I'm grateful for the pain and hardship that I have gone through because one, it hasn't killed me, but two, I look at it this way when it comes to mess becoming your message and what we help other men do is that imagine if I was born with clean water. I never had to learn about water. I just drank it. I was fine. Yet there was another person out there that wasn't born with clean water that had to find a spring or dig a well. Once they find out how to build a spring or dig a well, that's a crappy environment to be in. Yet now they understand how to bring a solution. Now they can go out there and help other people dig wells and find springs as well. And so when I look at my hardship, I look at it as a way to equip me for breakthrough that I could then bring to other people. So bring on the hardship, bring on the hard stuff, because I already know that I'm going to be equipped for every single good work. And I appreciate the things that I've gone through because it's allowed us to bring so much freedom to other people.
That's exactly right. With the things that we have to deal with in our youth does have a positive effect. If one, depending on the situation, can be that positive effect that changes and shapes us into doing something that we will later understand as adults will truly impact our lives. Now, I looked at the I looked up the Billion Dollar Body, but before we get into the Billion Dollar Body as it is, it didn't start out as the Billion Dollar Body. You actually started off with a fitness company, True Challenge, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So my wife and I had joined a network marketing company as our first company we'd ever done together because we just didn't have any finances. We didn't really know what we were doing to get in the online space. So we did that for a year and lost it all. And then basically from there, we were like, we had a little bit of the inspiration from them to create the True Challenge, which was similar colors to that other company. And we went out there and we thought, I had lost 60 pounds and I truly believe in teaching things that you've either done or accomplished, right? Things that you overcome. And I wasn't ready to talk about wealth. I wasn't ready to talk about relationships because I had not lived it yet. I had only been married for a few years and I hadn't really created a lot of income. So who was I to talk about it? But what I had done was lost weight, kept it off, and helped other people do the same. That's what we started out doing. And it wasn't until we rebranded, and thanks to my friends Kevin and Devana with Strive and Grind, we worked with them and they really brought out my vision of wanting to impact men, the future of the company, and wanting to create a brotherhood and create a community rather than just a product or a service. We wanted to create something bigger than that. And that's really when we got that mission and vision, that dream in my head out on paper, and we created it with BDB. We went from being a health company that helped over 600 people with one-on-one clients to creating a brand that actually went out there and created a community. We now have live events like our live event, BDBLive.com, where we have 220 businessmen with NFL Super Bowl champions that attend and speak at the event, Navy SEALs, along with 8-9-figure business owners as well. So it's been an awesome transition. But yeah, it all started with one dream. And for everyone that's listening right now, like, one of the best ways you can break into a new market or business is to do this. You solve one problem for one demographic with one product. So fit one type of person, you're solving one particular problem that they have with just one product. We started out with helping businessmen lose belly fat with one program. One-on-one coaching. That's how we started the business. They worked with a coach one-on-one that did all their plans, helping men lose body fat. And that's how we started the community. And then after you build that client base, then you can go out there and create a real culture. Most people never get to that second phase. Even I was thinking about today, I have a company, Eggs, that I've been buying. It's called Nicole's Eggs, and I've been buying their eggs for like 5 years because they're the best value for the best price that I found for the eggs that I like. Yet if a different company came about, I would switch if they were cheaper or better quality or something like that. Why? Because it's a good product that solves one problem for me, but they didn't go to the next step to connect me to the message, purpose, and the community aspect of what they do. And I think that's always the next step for every single company.
That's great insight. I couldn't agree with that more. And your company, as you've already said, has a lot of community around it, especially given one of the definitions for Billion Dollar Body is a community, which we call the Billion Dollar Brotherhood, where we redefine what it means to be a successful businessman. And I love the redefine what it means, because I think we've gotten to the era of where entrepreneurship and startups, you have to sacrifice sleep, good eating habits, family time. It's go, 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 do what you can, stress, stress, stress. And it's detrimental. I don't think that's honestly the way to go. And I think with Billion Dollar Body, that's, you're all about killing that perception.
100%. Even body, you know, it started off as a health brand. The best part about the word body is body means one. It means community. If you look up body in any type of religious scenario, doesn't matter what book you're looking at, the body is what's known as like the whole, like one community. And so when I look at body, one, we're on a journey to create $1 billion net worth inside of the community, which with some of our top guys, we're already there, but I want to make it more spread out. We have some guys that have made billions of dollars in the community, but really creating that $1 billion net worth with one body, because us together are more powerful than us by themselves. And like you said, it's, if I were to have a billionaire, five of them jump into anyone's business that's listening right now, would it be that hard to make it succeed? The answer is no. And what's the reason why? Because they know what to do. They have the knowledge in their head of what to do. Yet we make it so hard because we want to figure it all out on our own. And when they ask people, what is the normal businessman? If I go out there and say, describe to me the average businessman, they'll say, well, you know, he's got clothes that don't fit him. And he maybe smokes and drinks a lot, does drugs, sacrifices family, late at the office, out of shape. And that's what people see businessmen as, the average person. And we're redefining what that is by making health and relationships a top priority to empower the businessman to do more in business than what he could have ever done before. You know, people say, you know, people spend the first half of their life sacrificing their health to gain wealth, and then the second half of their life sacrificing all their wealth to gain their health back. And it just makes no sense. In a day like today, where we have the education like never before, we have the community like never before, mm-hmm. to be able to get results like never before. So why do it the old way? Like, there's no reason to run on foot across the country when you can take a plane. So where is the plane?
And to me, that's more so of, with anything, there's growth. And I think with your billion-dollar body, it's showing that this is the time for growth among businessmen and entrepreneurs to change that thinking and change the way things have been done in the past.
And the way that we can do that is by leading by example. This is the number one thing that I believe. Absolutely. People don't care what you say. They care what you do. And so if we can empower businessmen like yourself to go out there and be this three-dimensional businessman, gain massive influence, build huge companies, and accomplish your destiny, all you're going to do is lead by example, which is going to make the future generation copy you rather than copying cash me outside, how about that? Or rather than following like what – insert your favorite influencers here that are living a life that isn't worth modeling, right? I know that my wife wants to get pregnant and have kids, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, it's like if my daughter followed Cash Me Outside and said, like, I want to be that girl, you know, Mad Barbie or whatever name, I'm like, oh, like, I don't mind her music. She's a cool one. And I met her in LA once and all this stuff. But ultimately, I want her to be able to follow people that is worth modeling. I want my son to be able to follow people that if they modeled what they did and who they were, they'd be successful.
Just like it's the old adage about the people you have around you are a reflection of yourself. Why would you want to follow or surround yourself with people that aren't of the caliber or don't represent the type of things you want looking forward? So
100%, man, you are the five people you surround yourself with. Like, if you just audit the people right now, whoever's listening, audit what's their health like, what's their relationships like, what's their income like. You'll be within plus or minus 10% of all the people you're around unless you just change your friend group. So for me, the number one thing I always look at, and the reason I invest $80,000+ a year into my personal education, is because I know that fact. And I'm so scared to be stagnant that I always want to be the worst in the room.
The worst in the room. I like that. I talked about the second part of the definition of billion-dollar body, but I want to jump to the first one, which was a number one lifestyle brand for businessmen to have success without sacrifice, which we just talked about, and to experience thriving health, wealth, and relationships. And men look and feel like a billion bucks. That, well, all of it appealed to me, but that part in particular kind of jumped out at me, look and feel like a billion bucks, because at a certain point, I dressed a certain type of way. Despite me being older, I had like jeans that was three times too big, t-shirts twice my size. I did not look anything like I wanted to be an entrepreneur of any kind and had nothing to do with business. But it took somebody else's influence to see and look at me and be like, you have no reason to dress like that. Like, is there really a reason at your age, growth-wise, of what you want to do to look like this? And then it made me think about those who go for startups that go in front of VCs. Imagine looking like you just woke up and just left to go to a VC and possibly get money for what you want to do, as opposed to, as you say, look and feel like a billion bucks. You're walking in there like you own it. You're glowing from the workout from this morning. Your mind is good. Everything about you says, I'm ready to run a company. I look like I might run your company already. Those type of people are going to get that attention from that company, not just them, but just those around you. And I think that's an attitude that you have here and that you give to others that is 100% needed, because that feeling I got when I changed the way I dressed and literally got to see how I physically looked, because I kind of forgot that I had an athletic build because I was hiding it under clothes and there was no reason for me to be hide. And it affected my attitude and the way I felt, because I was hiding.
100%, man. Like, everything that you're saying is dead on, and it all starts on the inside and it comes out. So we're not trying to dress a broken man. We're trying to heal a man from the inside, give him internal confidence that then is represented on the outside.
Right.
Because I believe your external world is always going to represent your internal world. And the more they can align, the better. You know, for me, I drove one car for 6 years to be able to get the car that I wanted. I have spent the same amount of money as if I drove a car for the years prior, but I got the car that I wanted because it represented who I was a little bit. That when people saw it, they're like, oh, I know him a little bit better. And for me, I don't care about buying tons of stuff or whatever it is, but I care about the things that I have representing a piece of who I am. And if I buy cheap, I'm going to have to buy again. And so am I a cheap person? Do I put cheap food into my body? All those things I take into consideration, and based on where I'm at, I do the best that I can. And so when it came to this, I had a similar experience. First, being fit. If you're not fit, then fit and healthy, Richard Branson says you can't accomplish anything. You will be judged, just like a book, by the cover, by everyone. If you can't take care of yourself, it's not going to show other people that they can trust you if you can't do things on your own and be disciplined to take care of yourself. How are they going to trust you with a $10 million check,
exactly,
an investment in your business? But also, on the outside, I noticed that every single area as a businessman, we should be growing. Yet at 24 years old or 23 years old, I was still wearing the same clothes as when I was 18 years old. And I thought, you know, I thought I was fine. I thought it was who I was. I didn't want to be someone different than who I was. Yet this is the one thing that most men miss, is you're not supposed to be yourself. You're supposed to be your best self for each situation.
Yes.
And if I show up to a wedding, I'm going to dress a certain way. If I show up to bed, I'm going to show up a certain way. And so based on those, am I giving excellence? And that's when I hired someone for a day to out there change all my clothes, and I couldn't believe it. I went out. I felt so stupid. I bought these loafers with these pants and this suit jacket and this watch, and I did all this stuff, and I was so embarrassed that I was supposed to see my dad that day, and I didn't even put the clothes on. I was way too embarrassed. I dressed in my car afterwards to head to this mansion party. I walked into this mansion party, and there was only one person that hated on me, but I got 25 compliments. See, if you stand out with your clothes, you're going to be more susceptible to hate and praise, but it's better than fitting in and no one noticing. And so I actually stood out that day. I got 25 compliments, and the only person that actually hated on me was the security guard working the event. And I thought, well, do I really care about what he's saying about me? He's just hating on me, and there's a reason why he's working security rather than these guys that are in here that are spreading the money. And so I thought, man, this is amazing. I think one of the quickest ways in the world to see a difference is to, one, have a transformation inside, take care of your health. That doesn't take long. I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. That's not a long time. And on top of that, people can tell when you're on an upward trend. People could already tell my confidence difference after 2 weeks. The second thing is change your appearance. Get a good haircut. Take care of yourself. Put on the correct clothes for the situation and show up powerfully. I remember I had one mentor that one time I was at dinner with him, and he once made $100 million in a day, and he's partnered with Rob Dyrdek in a business who owned DC Shoes. And right. I remember I went to dinner with him, and these guys were balling out. I mean, these guys light cigars with $100 bills. Like, these guys are legit. And I was like, dude, I'm not on this level. I was feeling uncomfortable. I was like, great, they're going to order a bottle of wine, and it's going to be like $5,000, and I'm going to have to buy it or something like that. I was tripping. So I started talking myself down. Hey, man, I'm not on your guys' level, but I'm so great to be here. And the guy looks me dead in the eye and says, Nicholas, never do that again. He goes, nobody knows who you are at this party. Everyone could think you're inheriting $1 billion, that you already are a billionaire. People could think whatever they want. But why show your cards that way and talk yourself down in front of all these people? Wow. Never do that again. And I thought, dang, you're right. Like, I was just talking myself down because I was nervous and like cared what everyone thought about me and all this stuff. And so you have an opportunity to show up as your future self. If you're going to be successful in the future, show up as that now. And then the world around you will change. But if you keep showing up as your same old self, like I did when I was 18 years old, I kept showing up in my small little black van shoes that I bought every single time, with my nice little blue jeans, with my V-neck shirt, or my, you know, my skateboarding shirt with the logos and graphics on it, I'm going to continue to get the results of the 18-year-old kid. And so I decided to change my mindset, change my body, change my life, and continue to grow in those areas and still get pushed.
Yes, like you just ended with growth. It's everything is growth. It's not just age. You have to grow mentally, physically, even also spiritually for that matter. And that understanding that you are your brand and dressing, you know, for how you dress is a representation of not just you, but what you're trying to accomplish. If you're like, you have the $1 billion body, you just said you had to change the way you dress. And for anybody who's trying to create the next $1 billion tech or gaming startup, you have to dress for who you want to be. You're the CEO. Dress like, I look at you and I can tell that that person runs something. Whether you're running it out your garage or a $1 million building, that person runs a company right there.
100%. So anyone who's listening, I actually have a guy who came in and taught, the same guy that changed my wardrobe. I had him come in and teach, I think it was for an hour once. And I have a recording of the video that I've never shared with anyone publicly besides like the guys that were there and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So anyone who wants that, like message me on Instagram, Nicholas Bailey, or send me an email personally, like nicholas@thebilliondollarbody.com. And I'll make sure to send that video so they can see, like, my whole community was wearing red shoes afterwards. This was just like a big hype that happened. Like something about like one signature piece. It was really cool. So this guy's a lot smarter than I am at it. I'm just a product of the product. You know what I mean? So I'd definitely be willing to share that with people.
But the fact that you are sharing that is it's so beneficial to everybody else. And speaks volumes about you and your character, which, I mean, is essentially the whole brand is you sharing what you know and helping other men, which I do love the fact that it's focused at men, because personally, I'm a church going person. And one of the things of the Bible is men leading, for a man to lead his family and lead his wife. And it's hard to do such if your mind, your body, these things are not in alignment. They're not growing like they should, especially for a man with vision. I feel as though it's even harder to do these things if you're not around the right people or have somebody like yourself putting forward knowledge that they have gained to do this.
100%, dude. Like, look at back in the day, men used to go out and hunt things. Men used to go out there and till the field. They used to do all this hard work. They used to be able to lead their sons, lead their kids, and have time together as men to be able to do what men do. And nowadays, everything is so, you know, online and anyone can do it, that it's very co-ed all the time, which is awesome. Yet women and men are very different. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm like, I know what a man's going through. I don't know what it feels like to be a woman. Again, going back to talking about things that I know and have experience and overcome, I haven't. And I believe there's a place where men should be getting together. Men should be talking about things that they don't feel comfortable with other people. I know I have an event coming up even in March that's only for our private guys, and they're not allowed to bring their significant other. The reason why is because they're different around them. They think about them. They make sure they're okay. Or you have everything you need. But when they're separated from them for just a short amount of time, we're able to exponentially grow and they come back a different person. So I firmly believe in that as well. Having that time where men can get together and have like a power hour, a power weekend. And that's why at bdblive.com, we host these live events to have men come together with other like-minded businessmen. We also bring in women to come speak. And so people get a behind the curtain kind of view and how women actually think and how they respond to things as well. So I firmly believe in that as well. We used to have it a lot back in the day, but there's a reason why right now in 2012, 25% of families grew up without a father. Mm-hmm. In 1960, it was 8%. 8% of families grew up without a father. Right now, it's upwards of over 25-30%. And in certain communities and parts of the U.S., upwards of 80% are growing up without a father figure. And we wonder why things are going south in that area. And we're just here to cure it. And that's why even at our live events, we actually – partner with a nonprofit that goes and speaks to schools all across America.
Wow.
And throughout, from all of our clients that have invested with BDB, we took a portion of that and we were able to give back and help 33,000 kids get to their programs this last year.
That's awesome. That's awesome. that's just so awesome. Giving back to the community is always.
I saw the problem from the start, man. Like I can work with the businessmen, help them be successful and change their lives when they're 25, 35, 45. Yet if I'm not investing back to the core issue of why it even happened in the first place, what am I really doing? All I'm doing is solving a problem and not preventing it. I want to put myself out of business. If everyone's already crushing it, I don't care. You know, it's like, why not help the kids do it before they even need me?
Right. Let's not wait until it's broken to fix it. Let's keep it from being broken in the first place. Now, if you don't mind, I'd really like to touch a little bit on your book that you have coming out this year. What inspired you to want to write a book, and what was that whole process, that whole journey of writing a book even like?
Yeah, so I was getting pressure from all angles to be able to put everything that we do in a simple format that people could follow, from taking the assessment of that we have where you basically can go through a quick quiz that shows you where you're at in health, wealth, and relationships as a man. It pops out the three areas that you want to focus on and then also gives you action items to improve those areas. And month after month, you take the quiz, you see where you need to focus on, and you keep growing in those areas. And after transforming thousands of men's lives, you know, having testimonies out the wazoo and reaching as many people as we could, we're like, man, we need to compile this system into an easy format that could get out to more people is really what we wanted to do. So it was really difficult to do this because I had to sit down and really think back through my past and how did we figure out and come up with all these different things and what are the proof and the studies behind it that have given these men so much breakthrough, creating millions and millions of dollars, getting married and having great relationships and taking care of their body, doing it all together and doing it a lot quicker than I could. So we just knew that we had a message of helping men have success without sacrifice. It is too good to keep out of people's hands. You know, really, I did this formula and said, if people don't get this book, what will life be like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? If people read other books and not this book, what will their life be like? What will they be missing out on? They'll still make the same mistakes that other people made in the past. But if they grabbed a hold of this book, read it, and applied it, what will life be like in a year, 10 years, or 20 years? And I just can't believe the ROI for investment for the people that are grabbing the book. So I'm so excited to actually release it at our event at bdblive.com. That's where we're going to be releasing the book and having it first go to our top people. We really are big on honoring the people that are invested in our community and the people that are closest to us and having their transformation speak louder than the words in the book. Words are great and they're awesome, but when words are applied, I'd like to say information plus application equals transformation. And so not only are you going to get great information from the book, but you also get things that you can apply and real life stories and scenarios. If you love story teaching, real stories where I learned the principles, have helped other people use the principles and get a result and showing exactly how they can do it as well.
That's going to be so great for those that can't necessarily attend one of the BBD events. They'll be able to get the book and apply these same principles to their life, and they can see their growth. And I'm pretty sure you want to get a bunch of Instagram messages, emails that I've got the book. Oh my God, 6 months later, my life has changed so much. I expect a lot of those. I personally will be getting the book. I will be getting the book myself because I have no doubt that there are some areas that I could use improvement on. And I think most people, there's always something that you yourself don't see, and it takes an outside perspective telling a story or talking to you or through whatever medium for you to look back introspectively and be like, I do that too, and I need to adjust that.
That right there is great for everyone listening. We don't know what we don't know. Even if you put together a plan for your life and you have the start to finish plan, that plan's only going to be built based on your knowledge. And a lot of times the things that we need help with as men are the things we can't see. And the best example of it is, think about the last time your friend chewed with their mouth open, and they're like the smartest person. They're the person that's so self-aware. And then all of a sudden they do something that's completely stupid in front of everyone, and they don't even notice it. Now, they might be self-aware in the areas they're aware, but they're not self-aware in the areas that they're not aware. And that's always something we want to make sure we have our butt covered. You know, it's the same thing as like, I got your six. Right? Like, you can see what's in your vision. You can't see what's behind you. So if you can help have people that have your six, then all of a sudden you're going to be able to skyrocket past anyone else.
Correct. Exactly. Now, I personally follow you, but who are some people that you follow, that you watch the moves they make, you watch their circle of influence? Who are some people that you personally are following on whatever social medium?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of them are my mentors that I personally invest in. I'm a big fan of putting your money where your mouth is.
Right.
And so these are all people that I personally invest in that I bring in to teach at BDB as well. One of them was a great mentor of mine, Cole Hatter. Cole Hatter, I've invested in for over 3 years, tens of thousands of dollars to learn how to speak and communicate. And again, the reason why is because he has a life that's worth modeling. Also, one of my mentors is Russell Brunson, who owns ClickFunnels. Phenomenal guy, crazy software company. I'm actually speaking at his event here in the end of February, and that'll be in front of like 5,000 people. So he has a great community, phenomenal person to follow. So those are just some of the key people right now that I'm invested in, learn from. And one thing that I do say is that for anyone out there that's looking for people to follow and learn from, go deep rather than wide. You can follow 50 influencers, buy 50 $100 products. But instead of that, like whatever 50 times 100 is, like 5,000 or whatever, I'd rather you invest $5,000 or $2,500 into one person and one community and go really deep, because that's where you're going to really see the transformation. I've noticed that when I go deep into community, that's where I get the most, when I get deep in someone's teaching. And so instead of learning from 50 people, I always love to find the people that have a life that I want, that are getting results that I want, and go out there and learn everything and apply what they have. So I've been able to do that with Cole Hatter, Russell Brunson. Again, I've invested in the last 14 months, like $60,000 learning from Russell. So if I'm investing, it's probably pretty good then.
Absolutely. Well, Nicholas, it was a pleasure to have you on. Once again, Nicholas Baylor with book coming out this year. Y'all have a particular release date for the book?
So it'll be June 14th to 16th-ish, right there.
June 14th to 16th. The book is The Modern Day Businessman, Success Without Sacrifice. You're founder and CEO of The Billion Dollar Body, which, just listening to it, I wish I was on that side of the country so I could attend an event. But because of that, I would definitely be getting the book so I can achieve
my... Hey, bro, I can't let you say that because we have people flying in from Australia, Bangkok. We got
people... Oh, see, now you're going to... Oh, you had to do me like that, huh?
Hey, but it all comes down to this. And for everyone listening, notice that I'm convinced because I know what he's going to get out of it. Now he has to see what he's going to get out of it. So everything that comes to an investment, whether you're following, buying a book, no matter what, we all invest because we want an ROI.
Yes.
And if we can see we're going to get something out of it that's better than the money, because money doesn't do anything. Money is just an exchange of value. Money is only good for what it can buy and what it can do. Like, money isn't good. It's just good because it can take you to Disneyland. And Disneyland's what's awesome. Money's only cool because it get you in Disneyland. So, again, it all comes down to ROI. And so, depending on what you're doing right now, man, I would love to have you there. And as long as it, again, I don't want anyone to come to my event that isn't going to get something better in return. And that's why at the end of the event at Billion Dollar Body Live, which we call bdblive.com, if people get to the very end of the event, they attend all the sessions and they don't think it was worth their investment, we give them all their money back.
Wow.
Because I don't care about that. Like, that's not what I'm there for, to have people, you know, invest money and not feel like, man, that was worth it. That there's no reason. I'd rather be able to fist bump at the end and them say, man, I didn't get my money's worth. Like, that's not going to produce more money for me, give me better relationships. That's not going to equip me. That didn't make me feel good. Whatever they're going there for, I don't want it. And that's why we've had an extreme amount of people come back year after year.
Well, like you said, the investment is in the community. And what you do at Billion Dollar Body is invest in the community, in these men. They are your investment. So you want them to leave saying, oh my God, I got so much from this. This is going to change. This has already changed the way I'm thinking, just everything. So understandably.
Yeah, that's what we got. We had a Patriots NFL Super Bowl champion attend last year. That was awesome. We got some cool testimonials from him, and he came from Texas. I mean, it was awesome, man. So I'm really looking forward to seeing people there. Obviously, if you're there, people want to come meet you, man. You're going to be the life of the party, coming and making everyone come to the event. So would love to have people just like yourself there. I really enjoyed our conversation, this podcast, the questions that you asked. I haven't been asked some of those questions before, so I really appreciate you doing the due diligence and making the best show.
Well, I appreciate you for everything that you've done and growing Billion Dollar Body. I appreciate you for going the book route to reach even more people. And we need more people like yourself that don't just achieve a certain level of success and just keep going and don't invest in the people and in the community. We need more of that, because if we did, like you said, the world is going, you know, it's going downward. And with that investment in people, in their growth, we would definitely be on an uptick.
100%, man.
But like I said, I appreciate having you on, Nicholas. For those of you listening, like he said, his book will be coming in June, The Modern Day Businessman, Success Without Sacrifice. You can also go to thebilliondollarbody.com. Please go there, peruse everything, take a look at what Nicholas is talking about. You might just catch me on a flight in a couple months out there. Which would be awesome to be able to sit down face to face and even talk with some of the guys there for the podcast. So that's definitely something I'm going to put a pin in for this year. I might put that on my goal board.
Heck yeah, man. We'll set you up on some awesome podcasts with some amazing people, man. Love it. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. And yeah, for people that will go to thebilliondollarbody.com, we have amazing blogs, amazing audios, videos that people can consume for free as well. Great. Before the book even comes out. That way they get equipped. I know that we even have some awesome stuff when it comes to relationships with the five love languages. How can you gift give and make your woman feel love through each five love languages and the gift that would fit with that. We have the Valentine's Day. Like, I know that was like a big thing, but if you messed up on Valentine's Day, you want to make up for it. Well, then go and check out one of those blogs as well as empowering stuff around health, the supplements that men should take, workouts they could do, all free stuff. Because again, we want to be good enough to transform your life without anyone spending any money. People want to invest because, man, they already owe us. You know, I want people to be like, dude, I owe you this money. Please take it from me. And that's what we like to do. So go get your transformation. It's all yours.
That's awesome. Like, I'm going to go to the website because I didn't know all of this information was there. So I'm definitely going as soon as I finish this podcast and look at all the stuff I didn't see before. So, Nicholas, it's a pleasure having you on. To all the listeners, so much information there. So much information. Things that could change your life. I'm probably going to re-listen to this podcast just to catch everything that I didn't catch the first time. there's so many gems of just truth that we just heard. And to please share with not even just your fellow entrepreneur, your fellow startup friends, everybody, because this is something any man could use, could benefit from. There's so many men that need to hear this podcast, need to hear his story, need to learn about BBD and what they could do for them. So please share this. It's been Dollars and Cents, fastest growing podcast in Atlanta. Later.